Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power, power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
The Lamb.
There is power, power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Joel, and it's good to have you with us today. John Wesley was about 21 years of age when he went to Oxford University. He came from a Christian home, and he was gifted with a keen mind and good looks. Yet, in those days, he was a bit snobbish and sarcastic. One night, however, something happened that set in motion a change in Wesley's heart. While speaking with a porter, he discovered that the poor fellow had only one coat and lived in such impoverished conditions that he didn't even have a bed. Yet, he was an unusually happy person, filled with gratitude for the Lord. Wesley, being immature, thoughtlessly joked about the man's misfortunes. "And what else do you thank God for?" he asked with a touch of sarcasm. The porter smiled, and in the spirit of meekness replied with a joyful answer, "I thank Him that He has given me my life and being, a heart to love Him, and above all, a constant desire to serve Him." Deeply moved, Wesley recognized that this man knew the meaning of true thankfulness. Many years later, in 1791, John Wesley lay on his deathbed at the age of 88. Those who gathered around him realized how well he had learned the lesson of praising God in every circumstance. Despite being extremely weak, he began to sing the hymn, "I'll praise my Maker while I've breath." My friend, I trust that this Thanksgiving season, that your heart beats with that same thankfulness for all that God has done for us and for what He's going to do for us in the days ahead. I hope you'll be able to stay with us for today's broadcast.
Inhabit the praise, inhabit the glory, inhabit the songs of joy we bring. We lift up our hands, we lift up our voices, we lift up our hearts as an offering.
Our worship we raise. best way that we know how. And we ask that you would choose it as a dwelling place right now. We are humbled by your presence, yet we boldly face your throne, and we stand in honest reverence. Would you
glory, inhabit the songs of joy we bring. We lift up our hands, we lift up our voices, we lift up our hearts as an offering.
Our worship we
Yes, may the Lord inhabit our praise. This morning, let's take this opportunity to reach out to Him in prayer and thank Him for what He's done. Lord, we thank You for Your goodness. Thank You, Lord, that You're a faithful God, and each day we can bring our requests to You, knowing that You understand them, that You care about them, that You see our predicaments. Lord, I pray this morning for the listener who is going through pain and sorrow and suffering. Would You speak to them? May they sense Your presence there with them even now. We thank You that You are God, that You are good. I pray, Lord, that You just continue to be with us, guide and direct us throughout this day. Lord, may this program direct the listener's eyes to You this morning. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. Now, there's a number of upcoming events I'd like you to put in your calendars. December 3rd at 6 o'clock p.m., Penview Bible Institute Choir and Ensemble will be with us for a night of special music. Also, December 9th and 10th at 6 o'clock each evening, our young people will be presenting Rejected, The Inside Story, our annual Christmas drama in our Family Life Center at the church. There's going to be a lot happening over the holidays this year, and we'd love to have you join with us for these special services. If you're not able to attend in person, you can go to lebanongmc.com, where you can watch live video of our services and find out about other upcoming events. That's lebanongmc.com.
There's a song in my heart today, something that I've never had. Jesus has taken my sins away, oh, say, but I'm glad.
Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad.
Wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that is sad. Through darkest trials my soul just sings. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad.
Won't you come to him with all your care? Sad. You too will sing as his love you share.
Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun.
Seen something and wondered, now what is that supposed to do? I remember the first time that I saw a slinky. You know, those spring-like toys you can stretch and then they return to their original form? Well, most of the time. I was mesmerized by the way it could walk downstairs, and I had to have one. I did get a slinky and found out that while it could walk downstairs, it really wasn't that much good at anything else. It was easy to tangle. And the novelty of walking it down the stairs quickly wore off as I found other toys that were created to capture my attention. But have you ever wondered about what you were created to do? Would you be surprised if I said that you were created to praise God? Yes, I'm talking about you. I know, sometimes you don't feel like giving praise in the midst of problems or pain, but that does not negate the fact that you are at your best when you're praising God. From the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth and everything in, above, and upon the earth, he created man to be unique. Man was not simply spoken into existence like the plants, the animals, and other created things. But when God created man, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, that he created man in his own image, designing man to reflect who God is in a way that no other created thing could do. And in this, bring praise to his Creator. Our God created us with the capability to enjoy the wonders of his creation, and also with the capabilities of reason, language, free will, emotions, creativity, etc. The ability to understand and to communicate, freedom to choose, attitudes, actions, and reactions to our environment, the ability to build and create things that allow us to change or better control our surroundings. It's pretty incredible to think about it. Even the ability for me to communicate with you right now over these radio waves is remarkable. God created man even with the ability to question and even deny the existence of his Creator, giving man the capability to truly love him and communicate love in ways that no other creation is able. As we read through the Bible, we come across many different passages that talk about praising God. But today, let's focus our attention on Isaiah chapter 43. I'm going to break in at verse number 14. Isaiah 43, verse 14, "Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. The people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Israel had chosen to disobey God and to go their own way. God didn't force them to follow him, but rather allowed them to be on their own. And they'd been defeated and taken into captivity. God did not forget them, but once again brought them out of their captivity, redeeming them from a calamity of their own creation. In this passage, God is reminding the people of who he is, their Redeemer, their Lord, the Holy One, their Creator, and their King. He is the God who is all-powerful, able to do anything that he desires, making a highway through the midst of a sea and that safely held herds of cattle, men, women, and children, but bogs down and holds fast an army as the waters rush back in and drown the strong warriors of Egypt. But now, the Lord is prepared to do something entirely new. He's causing waters to spring forth in the wilderness and rivers to run in the desert. The animals will praise the Lord. And while some of the people of God will recognize the awesome working of God and give him praise, Israel as a whole will be ungrateful and sadly is tired of God. In verse 22, we read on, "But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with all thine iniquities." You see, if any nation or people had reason to thank God and to sing his praises, it was Israel. Their existence was punctuated with miracle after miracle when God had intervened and saved them from imminent destruction. But all this they had forgotten, or perhaps driven from their memory, because they wanted to do things their way. They got tired of living for God. Now, before we get too critical of Israel, be honest. Have you ever done this? You knew that your will was contrary to God's will, and yet you stubbornly did it your way. How'd that work out for you? Was it worth it? Is it worth it even now? What did you get in exchange for a relationship with the God of heaven if you turn your back on him? Was it worth it in the moment? And perhaps an even more pressing question, will it be worth it in eternity? Thankfully, this morning, God is merciful. And if you have not returned to him and found forgiveness and reconciliation with God, I encourage you to do so. We read on in this passage in verse 25, I, this is God speaking, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. My friend, this morning, God will allow you to make the choice to leave His presence and His goodness far behind. He's not forcing you to serve Him. He's not forcing you to walk with Him. But wait, let me read to you the next five verses of chapter 44, the very next chapter here. Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou Jerusalem whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up, as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. The God of heaven is a God of mercy. My friend, this morning, if you're thirsty for spiritual water and renewal, He has the water of life available for you, for this generation, and if the Lord tarries, to the next. He will continue to pour out His Spirit, filling men and women with the power of God. What hope and assurance that God is unchanging and will always be able to meet the needs of His people. Now, maybe you're feeling guilty right about now, thinking, well, I don't praise God as I should, or perhaps you don't even have a relationship with God at all. This morning, I'd like to encourage you to start reading God's Word, the Bible. God delights in speaking to those who are seeking after Him. Remember the scripture we just read from Isaiah 44:3, I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, my blessing upon thine offspring. My friend, this morning, if your life is empty, He is ready to fill it. And when your heart is filled by the Spirit of God, your life will be filled with His praises. He wants to speak to you even now. He wants for you to hear His voice. He's a God who reaches out to those that are weary, those that are suffering, and those that are sorrowful. He wants to fill you with His Spirit. And in the emptiness and the loneliness and the heartache of life, be the one you turn to and find satisfaction, help, and healing, even this morning.
Condemned to die on the cross for crimes he had done, he was guilty everyone could see. But his destiny was changed when he called on his name. When your kingdom comes, remember me. In paradise that day he stood, just like the Lord had said he would, surrounded by those who had gone before. One said, friend, how did you come? What are the deeds you have done? With tears in his eyes, I can hear him reply, there are no merits to my name, no works that I can claim. He who brought me here told me to. My guilt and my shame, hopelessly lost I could not find my way. But its glorious light of love shone down on me. His mercy washed all my sins away. And what he did for me that day was the price I know he paid. By his grace, I too can say, forever say, I have come by the way of the cross. I have come by the way of the cross. It is nothing I have done, it's the suffering.
Yes, my friend, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, we have hope. What a wonderful thing to give God thanks for this morning. Well, our time together this morning is quickly drawing to a close. But maybe you have a question or a comment about this or another Missionary Echoes program, and you'd like to contact us. You can look us up at lebanongmc.com, or better yet, stop by and visit us this morning at 10:30 for a morning worship service, or at 6 o'clock this evening. We'd be happy to talk with you. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a blessed week.
Nearer, still nearer, close to